It is 6:39, and let me welcome into the studio a guy that I'm happy to have here every chance I can, Augie Myers. Pull that thing up to you, Augie. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Look at you, man. All bright-eyed, bushy-tailed this morning.
Oh, man, today's my lucky day. I woke up. I got up.
Man, you're looking good.
I'm hanging in there, man. Yeah. You know, it's been a... I don't know, every day's a new day, so I mean, I'm just happy to be here, you know.
Sure, sure. You hadn't been foibling any potential robberies at Walmart's lately, have you?
No, I haven't even given that any thought.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. The new record is out, The Real Tex-Mex. We're going to talk about this. We've got, great selection of tunes on this one. You really, you put some, a nice mix of stuff in this thing.
Everybody says it's a happy album, and I'm happy that they say that because, you know, I love playing that music to begin with. You know,
right.
I used to say a long time, a white boy trying to play that Cajunta Mexican polka, you know, it'll never go.
You know. You proved him wrong, didn't you?
I hope so. No, I'm having fun with it, though.
Ah, that's great.
But everybody's liking that song, used to be on my mind, but now you're just getting on my nerves. My wife says, you better not tell anybody you wrote that about me. I said, you'll never know.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Well, what have you been doing?
I've been running, man. We just had a big show for Kinky's Utopia Animal
right.
Rescue.
That was on Sunday. Right.
On Sunday, man, we had over 1,000 people. Johnny Bush was there, Johnny Rodriguez,
right.
Kinky and Daryl McCall,
right.
Joaquin Carrasco, uh-huh. Me, T. Godley Thornton. I mean, a whole bunch of people, Claude Morgan.
Right.
I mean, a lot of local stuff, but I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, but all guys that are respected and known as musical legends in the area, man.
And you know, Sunday it rained up to like 10:30 that morning.
Right.
And that area got like 2.5 to 3 inches of rain. And I said, oh, man, I hope we have a crowd. And 12 o'clock it started. By 2:30, the sun's shining. And it stayed that way till 10:30 that night. And Johnny Rodriguez was the last to show, I mean, play. He got off at 10:30.
Last to show?
Well, he showed up earlier, but everybody had to keep a watch on him. He's so cool, man. Me and Johnny's known each other since. I guess it was 1957, 58 back in Brackettville when he was just a teenager playing out there at the Alamo, you know.
Right.
But anyway, then it started pouring down, raining again, but after it was all over, so that had
Wow. Yeah, I talked to Kinky the other day. We were, I was going to come out to that event. I had been in, over between Johnson City and Dripping Springs all day Saturday. There was a music festival out there. Bobby Flores and Jake Penrod, some of those guys played.
I love Bobby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Doug Stone headlined that thing.
All right.
And so I was commissioned to MC that event. So we didn't even get home till like 1:30 on Sunday morning.
Well, I got home. Let's see, that was Sunday. I didn't get home till Monday morning about 2:30.
Yeah, yeah. So I was physically, I was just in no shape to get up and make the run back into San Antonio. I was trying to recoup the day because we've been out there since about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
It's hard to be an MC. That's the first time I ever did it all day. You know, like 12-hour show,
right?
Or 10-hour show. But finally, people were looking at me. I said, "Man, you got one more song? Hey, come on, Augie, man. You know, you're a musician. Let me play one more song." I said, "We got a time limit." You know?
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, man, they're making me look bad.
Yeah, and you know, you've got to keep it moving. You got to keep it rolling along. You know.
You know. So it was fun, but I mean, I told Sam Kendrick, I said, "Man, I don't want to MC no more. I'd rather just play." It was fun though, man. We had a great time. And Kinky said, "Hey, man, somebody wants to get a hold of you." And I said, "Who's that?" He said, "Donna Imus."
Uh huh. Yeah, he told me that the other day. I talked to him.
And so. Lo and behold, man, Monday afternoon, Don Imus called me. He said, "Man, I really like your Sugar Blue and all those other things you got." And he said, "I got this new album." I said, "I can't believe it, man." He said, "I've been wanting to meet you for years and talk to you." But he said, "This first, I finally got a hold of you."
Excellent.
I didn't know you and Kinky were friends. He said, "Kinky's mad at me right now." I said, "I'm not
Kinky's mad at everybody." Kinky's mad at everybody. Well, the... Yeah, so are you going to be on Don's show?
Yeah, he wants me. We're just figuring out when we're going to do it.
Okay.
A couple of weeks.
All right.
This week I'm going to Arizona with the tornadoes Saturday. Then I'm doing a show Sunday in California with somebody else. And then the following week I'm in Dallas and Oklahoma. So I'm just running around. I'm having fun.
Who'd ever thought, huh?
Huh?
Who would have ever thought?
Well, I was hoping.
Oh, that's great, man. That is great. I'm just so happy to see you kicking butt and taking names. I really am.
But you know what? Everybody said kicking butt and taking names. You know, I wrote all them names down, and I can't remember where I put them. You know, it's just like somebody said the other day, man, I'm just paying as I go. And I said, I tried to do that, too, and I'm getting bills from where I was, and I don't even know where I went. I'm still paying, you know.
Ah, geez. Augie Myers is our guest in the studio. We've got Coach Keller coming in with sports here in just a few minutes. We're going to go ahead and take a break, get the Fox Business Report, get this out of the way, and we'll be visiting with Augie in the next hour as well. Y'all keep it tuned right here, AM 1230 KERV. This is Big G's Texas Roadshow. All right, Kerry Burgess, thank you, sir. I don't even know what the temperature is right now. We're going to find out, though. It is 66 degrees, and let's see what else we've got going on around here this morning.
I was wondering if Russia is going to invade Turkey from the rear, would Greece help? I don't know. You know, I'm trying to figure
it out.
I'm not into politics. But, you know.
You're not into politics. No, you're not. Your son is, though.
Oh, man, big time. Even my grandson.
Really?
Yeah.
Dylan,
when school started, he said, come home. He said, Dad, I got all Republican teachers. He said, I'm happy. He's only 15.
He's not getting indoctrinated at school.
Well,
huh?
He's around his dad all the time.
Yeah. Know? Oh, yeah.
And people tell me, we were in California last year with tornadoes. Somebody come up and said, hey, man, I read your son's blogs all the time on the internet and everything. He said, he's right on, man, because I was wrong. I was on the other side, and he told me, check it out, man. Go research.
Yeah, right.
I did, and he was right. You know?
Clay.
I said, thank goodness.
Clay. All right. Well, all right. So you got any more clean humor for us, Augie?
Do it.
You got any clean humor for us? Sitting here shaking his head. No.
That's like the guy fell off the ladder, and the little kid runs the house. Said, Mama, Daddy fell off the ladder. So what did he say? He said, can I say the dirty words? He said, Mama said, no. He said, Daddy didn't say nothing.
Jeez. Daddy didn't say. Augie, you know any country music trivia?
Well, it depends how old it is.
Well, I mean, you go back a ways. Left him speechless.
No. Somebody asked me the whole year. I said, I was around when Moby Dick was a minnow.
Okay, let me ask you. Let's test your musical knowledge here, Augie, if you don't mind. Are you okay with this?
Okay.
Let's test your musical knowledge. Let's see. What was the first country music radio show that went on the air, on the radio? I'm gonna give you four choices. Was it A, WSM Barn Dance out of Nashville? B, Renfro Valley Barn Dance in Cincinnati? C, the WWVA Jamboree in Wheeling, West Virginia? Or D, the WLS Barn Dance in Chicago?
I think it was the one in Virginia.
I believe you were wrong. I'm sorry.
What about Nashville?
It was actually WLS in Chicago. That was the first.
I was going to say WSM. Is that a station too?
Yeah, that's Nashville.
Yeah, that's
the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
That's the wrong answer. It's WLS out of Chicago.
At least I said something.
The home, the home of our current community organizer in chief.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're not political.
No.
You. What do you think happened to Harry Reid? Do you think that he, like he says, the exercise, the strap broke and he fell into the cabinets, or do you think somebody pounded him?
You talking about Harry Reid?
The congressman from Nevada.
I don't, you know.
That's okay.
Like, I don't like him too much, so I don't know too much about it.
Well, you know, I did a story last hour, earlier this hour. He says that people don't like him as a person.
I can agree with that.
He says, what was his quote? He says, I think a lot of people, as I read, they kind of don't like me as a person, and I think that's unfortunate. By golly.
Oh.
Poor Harry. He can't help it. He's born with a silver foot in his mouth. I don't know. Well, okay, you got any, let's see here. Keller, you got a few minutes here. Let's see what we got. How about this? Okay, in keeping with Augie's line of comedy here, let's try this one out. Should be a warning for every guy out there who thinks it's hilarious to stink up the bathroom. Okay, carry some kitchen matches with you. Just be a gentleman.
I mean something.
Something.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a 35-year-old guy in Otaku, Japan. Apparently, his stuff does smell. He drove his 29-year-old wife crazy. She had enough earlier this week. She caught a whiff after one of his particularly rancid trips. Yes. She stabbed him in the face with a knife.
That's some serious stink. Wow.
He went to the hospital, had a huge gash on his left cheek. She was arrested. She told police that she was upset that he tried to help their 3-year-old son use the toilet without washing his hands first. She says she didn't want her kid in there because the toilet stinks so much that the child cannot even use it. How about that?
That gives a whole new meaning to I'm not going to take your kid anymore.
Okay, let's see. What else we got here? Bed bugs. Anybody ever suffered bed bugs? You travel a lot, Augie. You ever had
I was in Elko, Nevada in January at the Cowboy Poetry.
Uh-huh.
And when I first got, I was there 5 days with Tom Russell.
Uh-huh.
We did an album, and it's like a play thing. We had Ramblin' Jack Elliott up there and a few other people. But the first night they put me in this place, it was called Budget Inn, but I called it Bed Bug Inn. The heater didn't work, and it was 19 degrees outside. Ooh. Me and my wife, we slept in our clothes that night. And the next morning, she said, "Did you feel something crawling on you?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I had my clothes on." She said, "Well, I felt something crawling on me, you know." And I said, "Well, it wasn't me." I was trying to stay warm for myself. But they put us in another hotel the next day. It was just a few weeks ago, my wife, I was sleeping, and she was under me, like, we were about 3:30 in the morning, she was under me like this, and over me, rubbing me all over.
Oh.
Got me excited.
Was she dreaming?
No, she was looking for the TV remote.
Yes, indeed. 7:14 is our time, and we've got a guest in the studio this morning, Augie Myers. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning there, Jim. How you doing? Big Jim.
It is it's a pleasure for me to have you in here. I always enjoy when and you've been so prolific at putting out new records recently. You have, what, one a year at least for the last several years, huh?
Sometime two.
The
last one was, I think, in November.
Was it November, really?
November, December. I don't know.
Okay.
Somewhere in October.
Right. Okay.
But I try to put them out. You know, I write so much. You know, I've got just Monday I went with my horn player, Al Gomez. Got 4 songs I got horned for R&B stuff.
Right.
You know, then I'm putting another R&B album together. I got a mariachi album I'm just about finished with. I did it about 2 years ago, but it was too authentic, Spanish-wise. And I've got to
text it up a little bit?
Text it up a little bit. I'm going to put some piano in there and some steel guitar.
Oh, nice.
With mariachi, which just normally ain't heard of.
That will be a nice combination.
So it's a lot of original song, almost all original. And so I'm just doing all kind of stuff like that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is wonderful. I have fun doing that.
I'll bet, huh?
Yeah.
Who says retire? You're going to be 75 when? Next month?
Next month.
Uh-huh.
I can't retire.
No.
Me and my wife talked a couple weeks ago. I said, let me take all the money, our savings out of the bank, and we'll retire. and just have fun. She said, yeah, but what are we going to do next week? You know, I said, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, so I just have to keep going.
Sure.
Know?
Sure. Well, and you're doing what you love, right?
Right.
This is the passion.
This, you know, somebody asked me, you do this for a living? I said, no, I just do a sound star. I like it. I've been doing it since I was 14, I guess.
Right, right. That's a pretty good run, Augie.
Yeah, we've had fun. Met a lot of people. Been around the world about 5-10 times.
Amazing. Amazing. Now, you guys, of course, going back to the Sir Douglas Quintet, you guys are still making waves.
We just got, was it 2013, they just gave us another CD. Stuff they released like 35, 40 years ago in Europe just went gold again. You know, and then a writer called me and said, man, this is really nice music. How long y'all been together? And I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 21. I'm saying, we were together before your mother was born. So what do? You know, you just keep on going.
Right, right. The now, and you've told me the story before. You and Doug met, Doug Somm, of course, met, how old were y'all?
12 years old.
12 years old.
He came to his parents traded at my mama's grocery store.
Right.
And Doug was into baseball. And mm-hmm. He said, I was to a point. And he said, man, I'm collecting cards. But back then, those days, they had bubble gum.
Right.
With 5 cards for a nickel.
Right.
He said, man, I've got about 20 cards I got doubles of. You know, can I trade them? We just went in the back of my mom's store. She had about 6 or 7 boxes. Each carton had 24 packs of gum. We just opened them up, and we switching out cards and putting them. We didn't eat the gum. We just put them all back. Some cards were a little bit wrinkled and everything. Put them. I remember my mama said, Junior, you can't do that. I said, Mama, we're just trading out cards. That's how he got his collection. Yeah. But he told me, he said, man, I play guitar and steel guitar and a little bit of fiddle. And I said, well, I'm playing a little bit of piano and a little, you know, rhythm guitar at the time and trying to write some songs. And we became friends, you know. And then later on, when we were about 15 or 16, I had my band, he had his, and we'd see each other. If I wasn't working, I'd go see him play. If he wasn't working, he'd come see me play, you know.
Right.
And we used to talk about, man, someday we're going to have a tour bus. Someday we're going to have hit records and go around the world. And we've done that, you know. Did all the TV shows back in those times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
The big British invasion thing where you guys were...
Hugh and Moe, so when we first got together here, he said, man, you know, y'all going to take over the British thing because they thought we were from England. They didn't tell them we were from Texas. So Trini Lopez said
Trini
on that.
Lopez.
I can't lie on national television. I got to see these guys from my home state, you know. Me and Doug kind of looked at us and said, well, we got busted.
Yeah, Huey, quite a character. I had an opportunity to interview him shortly before he passed. He was laid up at home in Winnie, Texas with a monitoring bracelet on him. Right. Yeah.
And he about a week before he died, he called me and Sarah all the time and say, how y'all doing? And we said, we're going up to New Orleans. We'll stop by and see him. And then he kind of messed up on his hip and he couldn't get out of bed. His nephew was taking care of him for a while, you know.
Yeah.
But Huey was a great man. I mean, Huey got us out of Texas.
Right.
I mean, he got Freddie out of Texas, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people. B.J. Thomas, you
sure.
know. Was it Barbara Lynn?
Barbara Lynn, yeah.
You know.
Right. Yeah, the story about, I don't remember where he took her. I think it was somewhere up east. I don't remember where it was, but he had promoted a big show for her and came out and on stage, and it was an all-white audience. And Barbara Lynn was, of course, black.
Huh?
And he said he didn't think that he was going to get out of there alive. You know, and that was back in the late 50s, early 60s.
Well, me and Doug were opening the show for Sly and the Family Stone back in the 60s. And we were playing in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the curtains opened. We had about 35, maybe 4,000 color people, black people, whatever you want to call them. You know, and they all said, like, what's these white patties doing up on stage, man? We want to see Sly and the Family Stone, you know. And beer bottles and cups were coming out flying. They closed the curtain. We walked off stage. We shot them a finger and walked off stage. You know, it was scary.
I bet.
You know, back in those days.
I'll bet.
And I can remember going from from...
Did y'all get paid?
Huh?
Did y'all get paid?
Yes, we got paid. Huey made sure of that. But we went from Texas to Florida and going through Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi back in the 60s, and we had a black sax player.
Right.
Beatty was our sax player with the quintet. He played maracas on She's About a Mover.
Right.
And he couldn't eat in the restaurants with us, couldn't stay in the same hotel. We stopped to get gas, and they'd say, man, who's that in the back seat over there? Man, we can't give you no gas. I mean, that was a... You see, on one side of town, you see, this is you, white man, after 9 o'clock at night, and it's hanging from a tree. And I tell people that day, and they think I'm lying.
Right. I remember those signs. I grew up in South Louisiana. I mean, I remember.
Okay, you
remember. Yeah. I remember those signs.
So it was different back then. You know?
Yeah. Well, you guys were so big, so much of a part of the Gulf Coast sound. You know, the thing that went from, I guess, from... about Lafayette, maybe Baton Rouge. Well, probably Baton Rouge to San Antonio, whole corridor.
I mean, there was us, there was T.K. Euland out of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Sure.
You know, Tommy McLean. Rod Bernard.
Right.
You know, can bring Gene Thomas.
Right.
You know, all these people back in there. Jimmy Clanton, Ike Clanton.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They all had hit records, you know. But
yeah.
They were playing a different kind of scene than we were. We were booked out of a company out of New York called Universal Attractions, who booked King Curtis.
Right.
They booked the Four Tops, all the black acts. And that's what we were playing with back in those days.
Right,
We played Little Richard, Chuck Berry, James Brown. You know, Percy Sledge just passed away.
Right.
You know, we did a lot of shows. And he used to come up and ask Doug for a pick. Every time he'd say a pick, he'd spit. Doug said, man, that guy always spits in my face, man. It was funny. But he was a great dude. I mean, he had 12 kids, you know, and he died of cancer a few days ago. And I hate to see that because he was really a nice guy back, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many groups in those times, you know. Back in those days, when we went on the road back in the 60s, we'd play with the Monkees.
Uh-huh.
I can't even think. We played in Florida. It was the Rolling Stones, us, the Kinks, the New Beats. Remember that? I like peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
All of $2.50.
Wow.
Tickets were at the door. $2.50.
$2.50.
You know. Today, Rolling Stones was $600, Paul McCartney $2,500. You know, it's gone beyond.
It's
nuts.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like pro sports. It's a rich man's game. I mean, a guy can't take a family of four to a Spurs game.
No, you can't go. You can't even go to the movies. You know, you want to buy a box of popcorn, you have to buy a 5-pound box of popcorn. You got to buy half a case of soda water. You know, you get a bar of candy. You know, and it's like that much for $3.50. You know,
I went
to the store the other day just to get I drank Sprite. I wanted a Sprite and a Hershey bar. $3.26 for both of them.
For Sprite and a Hershey bar.
Just a Coke. You know, I mean, a Sprite and a Hershey bar. $3.26. Where you used to get them, that was a nickel a piece.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I tell people that, and they say, well, man, when was that? And I said, back in the 50s. Well, that was 60 years ago, you know.
Well, yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But you still remember, don't you?
Yeah, I hate to go to the grocery store because I cringe at it because I used to have to put the prices on at my mama's store. And I see the prices today, you know. Lemons $1.95 for 6 of them. You get 3 for a dime back in our days, you know. And I used to cut up chicken. Chicken was 9 cents. Fish, like a catfish or what's that other fish? I think in a minute. Got a lot of bones in. I can't think of the name of the fish right now. But that was 4
carp,
or 5.
Buffalo? Huh?
No, I'll think about it. But it was 4 or 5 cents a pound.
Uh-huh.
You know, chicken was 9 cents a pound. You want to cut it? It was 10 cents a pound.
Yeah.
I remember one Sunday I wanted to go to the drag races, and I had to close the store at 1 o'clock. This lady came. I had one chicken. This lady says, I want some chickens. And I pulled it out in the bottom, put them. She said, you got anything bigger? And I said, let me see. And I put it back down, and I rattled it down there for a while, brought it back up. She said, that's nice. I'll take both of them. I'm serious. And I said, lady, one of them, you can have this one or the other one. I only have, you know, because somebody else wanted one I have to save. She said, well, I'll take that one. And it was the only one I had left. But, you know, you learn these things, you know. My mother, let me tell you something real fast. My mother, she had 8 glasses sitting up there for sale for $4.95. And she said, dust the shelves off, Junior. So I dust the shelf and I broke one glass. She said, take that $4.95 sign off and pick that glass up and put a $6.95 up there. And I said, Mama, I broke one. Don't worry about it. Put $6.95. And I did. And about 3 weeks later, those glasses, seven glasses sit up there. And finally, this guy comes and said, I really like these glasses. Mama said, yes. He said, one's missing. She said, no, it's a set of six with one extra. He bought them. You know, I mean.
A set of six with one extra.
One extra.
I like that.
Yeah, but I'm just being honest.
That's marketing.
That's marketing. My mother was into that.
Augie Myers is our guest this morning, 7:26. Augie, we need to take a short break. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back here in just a few minutes. They take longer. 7:35 is our time. Augie Myers is our guest in studio this morning. Augie's been regaling us of tales of the early days and later days as well in the world of rock and roll and country music. You've 59 years, huh? 60 years? How long have you been doing this?
Well, since I was 14 years. Was that? How long is that?
Almost 61 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
It is, but then you sit there. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, man, you play really good guitar. And I said, you know this band? You know this song? You know this kind of thing? He said, no, man. I said, you don't know those guys? I said, a great guitar player. He said, when was this? And I said, on 55, 56. He said, oh, I wasn't born until 87. I mean, 97. You know, so I'm sitting there saying he's only
right.
21, 22 years right. old, you know, so he doesn't know what went on way back then, you know.
Right.
So.
Right.
Jimmy Reed was my favorite all-time guitar player and
yeah.
singer. And I got to be with him 2 weeks before he passed. And when I was 14 years old, I drove my motor scooter all the way to Houston, Texas to Jimmy Menudis' club to see Jimmy Reed. And I had to dress up and real nice. It took me 6 hours to go 30 miles an hour to all the way to Houston. Back in those days, it wasn't freeway.
Right, old Highway 90.
Highway 90, that's yeah. right.
Through every little town.
Every little town, all the way through up there. But I went up there to see him.
At 14 years old?
14 years. My mom said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to stay this weekend with such and such. And I went all the way to Houston. Got to see Jimmy Reed, come back. And Jimmy, remember when we played Houston at the Liberty Hall,
uh-huh.
Jimmy said, yeah, I remember you coming up to me, talk to me. We spent like days in the hotel room. He told me great stories, man.
Wow.
He said, man, I got this lady. I got my $5,000, my bottle, and my guitar. We went to my room. We partied all night. And the next morning, I got up. The lady's gone. My bottle's empty. My money's gone. My guitar's gone. I said, Jimmy, how many times this happened? He looked at both of his fingers, and he said, too many. I'll never forget that.
Oh, gee whiz. Yeah, it's it's a tough life on the road if you're not prepared to deal with the people that come at you.
It's, you know, somebody told me one time, well, Doug said one time years ago, he said, you got to be a motor dog to be on the road. You know, just to be the daily grind of finding a place to eat, place to sleep.
Right.
You know, and just and keep your mind correct where it ain't going to get messed up.
Right.
So
right.
It's hard, but it's fun.
That had to be tough in San Francisco.
Huh?
That had to be tough to keep your mind right when you all were out.
Oh, we just forgot about it when we were in Frisco. We don't even remember most of that. We thought the whole world was that way down in Haight-Ashbury. I mean, everything free love, free this and this, and it was life. But that only went on in that one little section, about five blocks.
The new album is called The Real Tex-Mex, Augie Myers and the Valley Vatos. How did you come up with the Valley Vatos name?
Some of that stuff I cut down in the valley with
right.
different people, you know.
Right.
Okay. They're all my Vatos.
All right. That's cool. Let's play a cut off this. It's called You Used to Be on My Mind. Tell us about this song.
Well, it's just, I don't know. I just used to be on my mind, but now you get on my nerves, you know. I'm just trying to figure out something. You used to look so fine, but you're running out of curves, you know. I figured it's somebody out there and said, yeah, I know who that's about, you know.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's Augie Myers on the road show. You used to be on my mind.
On my nerves. but I can't leave without you knowing. Got me wrapped around your thumb while you're the one that's having fun. You used to be on my mind, but now you're just getting on my nerves. And you used to look so fine, but now you're running out of curves. And I don't want your love no more, and I just want you out the door. And I don't want you hanging around, I just want you leaving town. You used to be on my mind, but now you're just getting on my nerves. And you used to look so fine, but now you're running out of curves.
Soggy Myers on Big G's Texas Roadshow. You used to be on my mind. The new album is The Real Tex-Mex, Augie Myers and his Valley Vatos. Augie, if somebody wants to pick up a copy of this, what can they do? How can they get it?
They can get it on CD Baby or iTunes, you know, or they can write augiemyers.com, and at the address on there, they can find us.
augiemyers.com.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You told me that you've got a mariachi album you're working on.
Yeah.
You've got a piano album that you're working on. What else?
Just doing that and writing this book, you know.
Writing the book, okay.
I've got this other comedy book I'm writing called Velma and Otto.
Velma from Selma, of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Velma, she's 88 years old, and Otto, he's 91.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I just finding jokes and writing jokes about these two old people, you know. A lot of stuff I can't say on the air.
Exactly. I was getting ready to kill your mic here.
I know when to stop. You know, but it's a really funny thing. You know, Velma says she doesn't need a man anymore. Before she met Otto, she said, "I got a cat that stays out all night. I got a car that smokes, and I got a bird that cusses." She said, "I don't need a man."
The Texas Tornadoes, you guys still jamming, still busy?
Oh, yeah, we're playing this week in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
The Talking Sticks Casino. We'll be there.
Are y'all doing a lot of casinos now?
Oh, yeah,
casino
we're starting.
Shows?
I mean, Doug never liked to do casinos. He said, I'm never sell out. Not going to sell out. I remember one time Caesar's Palace wanted us back in 92, 93 when Freddie and him were all together. And that's when we had Who Are You Thinking Of, mm-hmm. pretty big hit back then. Caesar's Palace wanted us for two nights for $50,000. And he said, I'm not playing. I'm not going to sell out to play no casino. And all the rock bands, country bands, are all playing casinos now. And
right.
So are the Tornadoes.
Right.
We play a lot of casinos now.
Y'all, what's the one at Rio Doce? I can't remember the name.
Oh, you mean End of the Gods.
End of the Gods,
right.
Yeah. Y'all play that
there.
One?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a nice place.
Man. Yeah.
Me and Freddie used to play that a long time ago there.
Really? Got that big lake out there? On the back.
You open your room, sit out in the balcony, and see the lake.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That's beautiful.
The casino ain't that big.
Right.
You know, but
right.
It's nice.
That's good. I mean, you guys are, how many dates Tornadoes?
We do a month, maybe five or six, you know, seven, you know, depends. Flacco is up in age to the point where he really can't do more than two in a row, you know,
cause right.
at his age. So we just kind of vamp it for him and everything. So we do about six, seven dates a month.
That's good.
And I do about two or three on my own.
Uh-huh.
I'm special guest with somebody else.
Right.
So it's fun.
Yeah.
I stay busy more than, you know, I used to, back in the early days, I was playing 18, 20 days a month. But, you know, I'm happy playing six to eight now.
That's good. Well, it's nice to get home and be around family and your stuff.
Definitely,
and,
you know,
after spending so much time away for so many years, you know.
Yeah, my son, I when I had my band, he said, "Dad, I'm not going to go with you on the road," because he was playing with me and Doug when we played with the Tornadoes. And
sure.
He said, "I'm going to raise my boy. You wasn't home when I was home. Most of the time, you were gone." So he's a coach at my grandson's school. My grandson is 15 and 6'4".
I like it.
You know, and he says the doctor said he's going to be between 6'7", 6'8". And I said, man, I said, keep playing that basketball.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, is now Dylan plays too, doesn't he?
He plays a little bit of piano, but he's into making videos and everything on a computer. He's really into animated stuff.
Oh, okay.
And drafting, you know.
Okay, all right, good, good. It is 7:45 this morning. We're going to take a short break here, take a look at our obituaries brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera. Augie Myers is our guest in the studio, and we're going to get back with Augie here in just a minute to get this item taken care of here. Visitation for Jacqueline Mansfield, 81 of Kerrville, who passed Monday, April 13th, will be from 2 to 3 p.m. today at Grimes Funeral Chapels. The services for Lillian Ryan will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 18th at First Presbyterian Church of Ingram. Services for Teresa Anna King, 84 of Kerrville, who passed Wednesday, April 15th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. And services for Gloria R. Milton of Kerrville, who passed April 14th, are pending at Wright's. That is a look at your obituaries this morning, brought to you by Kerrville Funeral Homes and Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera. Augie Myers, our guest. Let's play another one off the record here real quick before we have to go to break, Augie. What do you want to hear? The Valley of the San Joaquin? That's a good one. Valley of the San Joaquin, it's Augie Myers on the road show this morning.
Fell in love in the valley of the San Joaquin, where the rivers flow from the mountain snow down to the sea, where my Mexican lady, she stands there waiting for me. I fell in love in the valley of the San Joaquin. It was late one night and I held her tight so tenderly, when a man walked in and he thought he saw what he didn't see. Oh, in anger he said, you'll never take her from me, 'cause I'm the richest man in the valley of the San Joaquin. But only in my dreams. Oh, I smell a raven hair and I see her pretty eyes green. She's my Mexican lady and she stands there waiting for me, waiting for me in the valley San Joaquin, waiting for me in the valley of the San Joaquin, waiting for me in the valley of the San Joaquin.
It's Augie Myers on Big G's Texas Roadshow this morning. That is Valley of the San Joaquin from the new album, The Real Tex-Mex. Our time right now is 7:50. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back here in.
Big G with you to take a look at newspaper headlines today. The Bra celebrates a pair of historic milestones this year. New sick policy requires two-day notice. Parents keep kids home to protest school closure. Homeless survive winter. Now what? Barbershop singers bring joy to school for the deaf.
Hello, hello.
Miracle Cure kills fifth patient. Meeting on open meetings is closed. Starvation can lead to health hazards. Also, homicide victims rarely talk to police. Workers suffer leg pain after crane drops 800-pound ball on his head. And there you have it. Always read your newspaper and get smart.
It's 7:54 on the road show this morning. Augie Myers, our guest in the studio. Augie, it is always a pleasure having you in here.
Man, thanks for time having me.
Yeah. Well, and I know that for an established rock star such as yourself, it is it's tough getting up and making the drive over at this time in the morning. But
you know, they say the early bird gets the worm, and I get up early every morning, but I can't figure if I'm the bird or the worm. I never figured that one out yet.
Which one are you, huh?
Yeah. And I get up early, about 5:36 every morning anyway.
Do you? Yeah. That's good.
Even I read the paper and see if I'm not in obituaries. I'm okay. You know, I have my coffee and my toast, and I'm fine.
Yeah. Let me turn that off here. So, what are the do you have any thoughts on when the these next records are going to be dropping? Your next projects?
Oh, well, this is what probably June April. Or July.
Really?
Yeah.
They're quick, huh?
I'm trying to do as many as I can before I pass on. You know, I'm not.
You have a legacy.
Well, I'm not afraid of dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens. You know, so I'm just trying to get much done as I can. You know.
The long term, anything else? Is there anybody that you haven't played with that you would like to?
Oh, there's a couple girls on them. I mean, no, I don't know really.
Musicians are you? Musicians.
I know, just kidding. I don't know. You know, I've done Jimmy Reed, I've done Dylan, right. Tom Jones, Tom Waits. You know, them were the big ones, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know. Anybody, I guess.
Do you ever do anything with any of the big country guys?
Well, Willie. I mean, you know, I helped Willie with his first album, you know, Redheaded Stranger.
Right.
Put that together. No, but that's about it. Who else? I don't know. I'll tell you who I like to play with, Merle Haggard. I love Merle. You know. And that's about it.
Really?
If Doug was still here and Freddie, that
would be great. Oh, man. Boy, what? How? Yeah. Y'all would be the guys out there commanding 100, 150 a show if that was the case. You know, have everybody together as an original band still. Y'all could get, you could name your price and whatever you want to do.
Back when we were there, we were doing 35 to 40, 50. What do you say?
Right.
And we were old cats. You know, I tell everybody back then, you know, you heard of the new kids on the block. We were the old farts in the neighborhood.
Well, just let me say, you know, from my perspective, thank you for what you've done musically, and the stuff that you have shared with me over the years about the early days with Doug and Freddie and those guys, and the different influences, the different guys you guys to play with. These were guys, all guys that I was listening to on the radio as a kid, you know, and then to be able to come up and hear firsthand stories from a guy that was there is pretty cool for me.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
you know, it's. I didn't think the quintet would last. I mean, the sound or the music would last as long as it did. You know, we started that in 64, 65.
Right.
And it's still going, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, I remember somebody asked me one time, said, "What? Why'd you grow your hair so long?" I says, "Tarzan." I'll never forget that. This young girl says, She was writing a journalist. She said, "Well, what record they have out?" I said, "Honey, he swung through the jungle with the monkeys." She never heard of Tarzan.
Didn't know who Tarzan was.
No, man.
Well, Augie, thank you.
Thank you, man, for having me.
I'm sorry
me.
Our time has come to an end today, but please, any opportunity that we can have you in here and regale us with stories, we want to have it.
We can do that.
All right. Yeah. Augie Myers, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a happy Thursday, and I'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning. Check out Augie's new CD, The Real Tex-Mex, CD Baby, iTunes, at AugieMyers.com.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go.